It's been a while since I did one of these audio notes coming at you live sometime in October 2025. Sorry if my voice is a bit weird. I've just been under the weather. As of recent, the weather's been very up and down at the tail end of, well, probably the tail end of August. The weather really drastically changed quite a bit. In September it was quite rainy, but it was nice. Had a few warm days, but the weather has been extreme, quite extreme, at the tail end of September and coming up to the first couple of weeks of October. Yeah, some days are warm, some days are cold, and then you have 2 weeks of wind followed by heavy rains for maybe about a week or so. And the temperature really drops, you know. But I've been doing my own detox protocol. So I've been buying supplements from Clive DeCarl's website, Clive DeCarl. He has a website, his website is clivedecarl.com. But he also has a channel on Odyssey by the name of Clive DeCarl as well, and I've been buying supplements from his website, buying the vitamin K2, the natto one. Yeah, natto is a fermented kind of soy. It's not GMO, it's natural. I don't even know why. It's like fermented beans that's high in vitamin K2. I'm basically trying to put myself on a high vitamin K2 diet so that I can heal my cavities and my broken teeth. Because I've been researching into Dr. Weston Price. If you know the doctor from, I think, somewhere in the 1800s. Yeah, he did quite a lot of studies with the indigenous people, I think, or peoples living on islands, you know, like untouched by the Western lifestyle and the Western diet. And so, yeah, he found that vitamin K2 alongside vitamin D and was vitamin A from eggs, these three together, they form a triforce that's really powerful. So I've just been eating a lot of like soft cheese, raw goat's cheese. Man, the first time I went for the cheese again, because I don't really eat cheese, I'm a bit lactose intolerant. If I have too much, I'm like half a lactose intolerant Momo, you know. So yeah, I went for a full block of Blue Stilton cheese. Man, that fucked me up for about a week. Fucked me up good. My intestines was not ready for that shit. I was fighting all over the place. My farts are changing flavours. You can see colours when you know, slipstreams coming out of my fucking ass. Yeah. So I've been eating a lot of organ meats as well. I got a partial blocked nose. So sorry about that. I need to buy more red meat. Well, rather, I need to buy more bone for making bone broth for the collagen. Besides, I can use it as a bone broth base for like noodles and shit like that and soups, which is what I like to drink in the winters. You know, when I was young, I never really liked to drink soups because the Cantonese cuisine, the Cantonese dinner is, or the way we eat is, everyone has a bowl of rice, and then of course you have your communal backup reserves of white rice. And then you have many, many plates. If you're in the family of maybe four, then you're looking at having maybe four or five plates of different dishes. You know, like vegetables, stir fries, and steamed fish, and soup. You would have soup. Soup would be one of the four. You know, but man, like for me, when I was young, I would stuff the shit out of myself while eating food. And then when the soup comes, and the soup is savory, I would have no space in my stomach for that shit. So I never really liked to drink soups, but now I realize there's an art to drinking soups. You know, Western people drink tea and shit. Hey man, we need to drink soups. So yeah, I've been also eating a lot of eggs, eating a lot more iodine foods, or iodine, I call it iodine. Iodine foods, taking Lugol's iodine 15%. If I can get a higher dose, I would. You know me, I go all in. I don't give a fuck no more. Hey, stop laughing. Eating a lot of fish. Yeah, picking up mainly reduced price fish from the, you would call it the death stores, you know, the death markets. But because I don't really have a sense of smell, I was born with a very weak one. Smelly fish doesn't do shit to me, I just eat it straight away, you know. I've also been buying borax. Borax is the shit. Also been using a lot of sodium bicarb. A lot. In terms of the borax, I do it maybe five, six days a week. Because I like to prepare my waters. So I have like two different types of Stanley flasks. I have the legendary fucking 1.9 liters one. And then I got the smaller one, the medium one, the green one with a handle. You know, about 0.9 liters, almost a liter. So one is almost 2 liters, that's the legendary one, the legacy one. That looks like a fucking rocket. And the other one's the 0.9 one, the almost 1 liter. So I got two of those. I got two more water bottles and then two camping fucking mugs, you know, the pots, one from Pathfinder, from a guy in America called Dave Canterbury. I've been following his channel for about a decade at least. So yeah, I finally got one of his Pathfinder. Is it 64 quartz camping pots, bush pots? Yeah, really good, man. But I've also got another one that I really like from TBS. I didn't even get into fucking gizmos anyway. So yeah, I've been just doing this detox and shit. It's been quite nice. So the detox has been working quite well. I'm going through, the body is going through a fluoride flush and heavy metal toxin flush. Oh, I'm also using a lot of magnesium sprays, oil sprays from Essential Minerals. I do it twice a day, once. I mean, like after a shower, like a hot shower, I do it straight away. Of course, you've got to be dry, you know. And I'm taking calcium phosphate, the Schüssler tissue salts. So I used to take a 12-in-1 combo, but now I'm just taking the number 2 one, the calcium phosphate one, for healthier bones and teeth. So hopefully, you know, I'm trying to cut out the sugar as well. And yeah, everything takes time. I'm feeling a great change. Feels good. Oh, I'm using a lot more coconut oil. I'm doing oil pulls. I try to do it twice a day. And I'm consuming a lot more coconut oil as well. Yeah. I wish I ate more real foods, man, when I was young. Then I would have grown big and strong. But hey, what can you do? I'm 5'3". Fuck it. Got fucked up teeth. Fuck it. What can I say? I can heal it. These cavities are nothing. That's the mindset we're gonna have. Oh, by the way, I got a quarter of a Chinese spear here. Spear of death and about 3 lighters, because I could not be bothered to fill up my Zippo. I always have a backup, but now I have a third backup, so fuck it. I got me a clipper lighter and one of these big lighters that my colleague from work borrowed me, but hey, I gotta give her back. Girl from India, big girl, big girls need love too, man. I don't care if you're chunky and shit, I don't care if you got 4 chins and fucking, you got origami folds in your bellies. Big girls need love too. But in all honesty, I find it very difficult to trust people, knowing that most people are the jabbed ones. And I've been still maintaining my cautiousness. My caution, not cautiousness. What type of English is that? And I will just want to leave you with maybe a little update before I go and continue smoking, because I gotta sleep in a bit. It's about 12-ish midnight. It's quite nice tonight. There's a bit of wind. It's warm. I'm not even wearing my gloves, but I am wearing a lot of clothing. So, and I got me a ginger tea here. This wind's killing me, man. I'll still maintain my cautious nature, my caution around people. I'll be leaving my current abode very soon. The guy that I'm living with, I did a Yi, the I Ching video on my Blurt Media channel, Brave Smoke and the Yi. I did a series, kind of like a three-part series on him and his family situation, Hexagram 46. Yeah, you might want to check that out. Parts 1, 2, and 3. For the synopsis of the situation. So here's the same guy I'm living with. I've lived with him for about a year. Before he was in a different place where the apartments were. And he's unjabbed like myself, but not, he's a partial truther, but it's not there yet. He's 5 years younger than me. Reminds me of my a little brother that I had in my, I guess previous life. So I watched him work hard for what he did. He used to be a co used to be in a co-partnership in an Airbnb business until that kind of fucked up at the tail end of 2024. And then right around February, March this year, he was cut off from all types of business and, a lot of other legal matters that he had to deal with and criminal matters. Because the co-partner he works with is fucking dodgy. Long story short, his Airbnb got burnt down by some fucking guest, and his other partner ran away to like India, leaving him behind. Good thing the thing's not in his name, or the name of the legal person, the straw man. But still, he has to go to court in January. That shit's been postponing for fucking ages, man. So I watched him deteriorate during that time. From April, I moved to his family home, and the first couple of freaking 4 months was really good, man. I literally had the whole house to myself. Free roam and the garden too. Great space to train the Wing Chun. But then his fucking parents started, coming over quite regular. And looks like the parents will be coming over again after their hernia surgery, coming back from India. Besides the kid, the dude I'm living with, I watched him deteriorate hard. Right around the time, during March, he started doing what is called bookie bashing. And basically, he's playing the bookies. Yeah, basically, long story short, he lost all his money. Not knowing that everything is becoming AI-fied, and that the algorithms in the gambling dens and shit like that, everything's fucked. Horses, dogs, fucking, horses and dogs. Everything's fucked. So he's got no money, and he's living off benefits, state benefits, and he just sits at home, doesn't fucking do shit. And I've been trying to get him motivated to do something. You know me, I do things on online, I make content, and I earn some wealth outside of the Rothschild centralized banking system. And I've been trying to help him out as well, trying to give him ideas to start reselling and do this, do that, work cash. Don't want to do shit. Lost hope and motivation. That's why I want to move, because I can't be around people like this, man. I've had to cut a lot of people off. Because I realize a lot of people are vultures. They might not be backstabbing vultures, but they are vultures. When push comes to shove and things get real bad, trust me, people will fuck you over. Normal people, that is. There's maybe very few people in life that you can really trust. But I really want to say this now, because I don't really have. In Cantonese, we call it 知心人. Someone that knows my heart. I don't have a confidant. Is that how you say confidant? Yeah. This individual I'm living with represents the truthers who never did things during the 2020 situation. If they never did anything then, if they never really spent time understanding what's going on with the world, where the world's going, the agendas, and if you're not trying to look for solutions and you've not done anything in the last 5 years, then you ain't gonna do anything now. And I have good friends and people I call brothers, people that I would really dearly like to trust, but I can't trust them, not fully. And it hurts me very much. Take my brother, you know, my brother Dwayne and Jungle. My brother Dwayne recently quit his 10-year stint at Amazon. And rather than stepping down and doing a part-time job, and his residency situation is really good. He's paying like rent prices from like fucking 8 years ago, like £500 for a entire house. You ain't gonna get that nowhere. That's like 8 years ago, and he's still paying that shit now. But rather than dropping down and doing part-time, he went again into full-time work. And I've tried to sit him down, and let me tell you one thing, my brother Dwayne, he fell for the whole COVID shit, but he took the placebo shot, not knowing it was a placebo. And good thing that I was able to wake him up, but not fully. So from the time 2022 to about 2025, about 3 years now, I've been trying to educate him and trying to get him motivated to at least do something, set up an infrastructure of freedom for himself. And if we can come together and do something together, you know, alongside my other brother, that'd be great. But it's been a couple of weeks since he's started a new warehouse job, and I haven't heard from him since. And his inaction also speaks very loudly. Because only a couple of weeks ago, before he started his new job, I sat him down at his home and I spoke to him about the situation. And he looks me in the eye and he promised me he'll work on it. But now I know. Well, I don't know, but I got a great feeling that he will also revert back to being a system world civilian. Because things are too overwhelming for the normal, feeble-minded person. And maybe they give themselves the excuse that time is too short, it's too late for me now. But when you had time, you never really did anything. And you still don't do anything now. So all in all, man, I want to get away from all these people. My very few remaining truther friends are still thinking about getting laid, going on holidays, stupid shit, when Agenda 2030 is coming fast. I seem to be alone, listener. I seem to be alone. I'm ready to, I'm not ready to give up, but I'm ready to confront whatever evil. And if I have to be alone, it don't matter. Because I know I can look up to the skies and the heavens and say, look, listen, I tried. Even though what I said, or how I said things to the people that cared for me, my attitude and the way I came across in trying to really get them to wake up was wrong. What they did to me and how everyone betrayed my trust, even amongst this, I tried to stay happy, I tried to stay healthy. I'm trying, man, I'm trying. That's all we can do. Anyway, tonight is a pleasant night. It's very nice. I'm gonna continue smoking. Take care, alright?